Now, the rest of the story. Carl was a poor boy who went to college by mistake. His parents had heard a public speech given by the president of the University of Alabama, who had said that anyone should come to his school for an education regardless of financial status. Well, Carl's folks took the university president literally. They sent their teenage son off to the U of A with $2.38 in his pocket. When Carl arrived at the school, President Denny was astounded. Carl's parents had, well, they'd misunderstood. The president said he would have to have some money to attend classes. Carl would have to leave. And so he left, and he sought shelter in an abandoned building and spent the night there. Well, somehow the University of Alabama president, George Denny, learned where Carl was, and he was so touched by the circumstances of this innocent, penniless boy that he made room for Carl at the school, and Carl, tending the campus furnace and doing other students' laundry and waiting on tables, managed to make the honor roll. And he stayed there, and he became the first in his family ever to earn a university degree. And he didn't stop there. Carl went on to get a law degree and to run for public office, eventually to become one of the most powerful members of the United States Congress, Alabama Representative Carl Elliott. But this is the rest of the story. All of Carl Elliott's political life, he swam upstream. Just as he had fought for unpopular causes as a lawyer, he remained a liberal congressman in the basically conservative state of Alabama. When he first ran for Congress in 1948, Carl Elliott was a self-proclaimed friend of labor, and he won. The bills for which he fought thereafter were equally progressive, veterans housing and things like that, but his crowning achievement was the bill on which he labored 18 hours a day for 10 years, the National Defense Education Act. It enabled millions to attend college on student loans. You can understand his personal involvement in something like that. He sold it with the word defense, suggesting that education was as essential to our national security as was military supremacy. And thus did the poor boy who got a college education in spite of his poorness open the door for others like him. Later, in 1960, when John Kennedy needed all of the help he could get to break through the Baptist barrier in the South, there was Carl Elliott offering all the resources available to him. And still later, when Kennedy's pet projects ran into southern roadblocks, there was Carl Elliott running interference and clearing the way. Now let me hesitate just long enough for you to meet an impoverished, retired Alabama lawyer. Now, this man's wife and son are dead. He has no family. He's been sued 39 times by his creditors, and his telephone's been turned off, and his furniture is mostly cardboard boxes, and his reading lamp is a naked light bulb. He is diabetic. He's partially disabled. And he's the same Carl Elliott that you just met. The once influential champion of the needy. A man who spent his last dime challenging George Wallace in a gubernatorial race. Never recovered from that defeat. And so is the circle complete. From rags to riches, to rags. The poor boy who went to college by mistake has come home. And now you know the rest of the story.